He looked up at me.
What did I look like when I was born?
You didn't have any clothes on, I told him.
I know that,
he said. You look like this. I held the bread dough up in a round, pale ball.
I had hair,
said Caleb seriously. Not enough to talk about, I said.
And she named me Caleb,
he went on, filling in the old familiar story. I would have named you Troublesome, I said, making Caleb smile.
And Mama handed me to you in the yellow blanket and said,
he waited for me to finish the story,
and said, and Mama said, isn't he beautiful, Anna? And I was,
Caleb finished. Caleb thought the story was over, and I didn't tell him what I had really thought. He was homely and plain, and he had a terrible holler and a horrid smell. But these were not the worst of him. Mama died the next morning. That was the worst thing about Caleb.
Isn't he beautiful, Anna?
Her last words to me. I had gone to bed thinking how wretched he looked, and I forgot to say goodnight. I wiped my hands on my apron and went to the window. Outside, the prairie reached out and touched the places where the sky came down. Though winter was nearly over, there were patches of snow and ice everywhere. I looked at the long dirt road that crawled across the plains, remembering the morning that Mama had died, cruel and sunny. They had come for her in a wagon and taken her away to be buried. And then the cousins and aunts and uncles had come and tried to fill up the house. But they couldn't. Slowly, one by one, they left. And then the days seemed long and dark, like winter days, even though it wasn't winter. And Papa didn't sing. Isn't he beautiful, Anna?
No, Mama.
It was hard to think of Caleb as beautiful. It took 3 whole days for me to love him, sitting in the chair by the fire, Papa washing up the supper dishes, Caleb's tiny hand brushing my cheek, and a smile. It was a smile, I know.
Can you remember her songs?
Asked Caleb.
Mama's songs?
I turned from the window.
No,
only that she sang about flowers and birds, sometimes about the moon at nighttime. Caleb reached down and touched Lottie's head.
Maybe, he said, if you remember the songs, then I might remember her too.
My eyes widened and tears came. Then the door opened and the wind blew in with Papa, and I went to stir the stew. Papa put his arms around me and put his nose in my hair.
Nice soapy smell, that stew,
he said. I laughed. That's my hair. Caleb came over and threw his arms around Papa's neck and hung down as Papa swung him back and forth, and the dog sat up.
Cold in town,
said Papa.
And Jack was feisty.
Jack was Papa's horse that he'd raised from a colt.
Rascal,
murmured Papa, smiling, because no matter what Jack did, Papa loved him. I spooned up the stew and lighted the oil lamp, and we ate with the dogs crowding under the table, hoping for spills or handouts. Papa might not have told us about Sarah that night if Caleb hadn't asked him the question. After the dishes were cleared and washed and Papa was filling the tin pail with ashes, Caleb spoke up. It wasn't a question, really.
You don't sing anymore,
he said. He said it harshly. Not because he meant to, but because he'd been thinking of it for so long.
Why?
He asked more gently. Slowly, Papa straightened up. There was a long silence. The dogs looked up, wondering at it.
I've forgotten the old songs,
said Papa quietly. He sat down.
But maybe there's a way to remember them.
He looked up at us.